Luke chapter 5 and verse 4. Very simple message tonight. But those of us that have been around a long time know that simple messages are the ones that we remember more than the complicated ones. Amen. Sometimes we get in a service and the preacher is hooping and hollering and swinging from the chandeliers, and we all say that was a tremendous service. A day later, we don't remember anything that he said. Praise God. Well, it's important that we remember what we have heard, because the Word of God is very important. Luke chapter 5 and verse 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Amen. You're going to draw in a lot of fish. Launch out into the deep. Somebody say that with me tonight. Launch out into the deep. Praise God. That's what I want to preach about tonight. Amen. We have stayed around this mountain long enough, and it's time to move on. Praise God. Well, praise God. Seen empty pews too long. It's time to reach out into the deep. Praise God. Because there is a revival waiting. There is a revival. Lord, we thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for truth tonight. Ask you to anoint your Word to every one of us. Help us in Jesus' name, we pray. And somebody said, amen. 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 You can be seated tonight. You know, it's easy in every area of life, if we're not careful, to be complacent about the things that are going on. And I have noticed over the years that it, for some reason, is easy to get complacent about the things of God and what the Lord is wanting to do through us as the church. We often are willing to sit under the feet of the Master and hear the Word of God, and that is the important part of it. But I want you to know it's important that we're in the kitchen fixing food as well. Amen. Praise God. There are some practical parts and areas of the church in the work of God, and I want to bring it out to us here tonight if I can. And the nature of each and every one of us, for the most part, it's not always that way, but our nature is such that we enjoy laying back and enjoying things rather than going to work. Amen. If you're here tonight and you love what you do, you're a very blessed person. Amen. Do you love what you do? Well, see there, that was about half-hearted. Praise God. But work is a very important part of life. It is a very important part of our being human and living in this world. I believe tonight that when we see the value of work, we should fall in love with it. Amen. Because without it, we're not going to be blessed. Without it, we will tend to poverty, but it is the will of God that we enjoy the work that we do in life. Amen. The truth is that there is work that needs to be done in the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. And there's fish that need to be caught and cleaned. Amen. And it is the will of God. The church is a spiritual entity, and now listen to this tonight. It is a spiritual entity that exists solely for evangelism. Praise God. And I may amend that just a little bit. It is for the perfecting of the saints and for the work of the ministry. And one translation says that they can do the work of the ministry. Amen. I want to just talk to us here tonight because I feel it in my heart. I really do. I want to try to get everything in the proper perspective here tonight, because there is a reason that the church is positioned at the gates of hell. Amen. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Amen. We are at the gates of hell, and because of this, we are positioned to have warfare. Amen. We are positioned it puts us in a position tonight in which we are to snatch the souls of men that are about to go through the gates of hell and reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, praise God. Amen. Being positioned there puts us in a place where we must labor. Amen. Puts us in a place where we have to reach out, where we must reach out with all that we have to do the work of God. And I know this better than I know this better than some, that if you don't do anything, you're not going to get anything back in return. Amen. Amen. What you sow is what you reap. Praise God. It's a principle that's in this world. And many are saying today that the days of revival are over. There is much talk about the negative things that are going on in the world. And there are certainly many negative things that are going on in the world. But I'm telling you tonight, God wants his people on the cutting edge of eternity, doing the work of God and reaching out to somebody. Amen. Reaching out to as many as we can and doing the best that we can. Praise God, because the days are short and I believe the Lord is coming very soon. I say tonight that the real days of miracles are ahead of us. Amen. That is usually what happens in the time of trouble. That's when God moves the greatest, when people reach out and seek out to him. Amen. We've got to get the right perspective tonight on why we are here. We're not here just to come and have church services. We're not here just to come and hear messages and then go our way for the rest of the week. It's so easy to slide into that kind of a mentality. But I want you folks to know, I want the church to know in Augusta, Kansas, amen, that there are miracles waiting to happen. There are absolute miracles that are waiting to happen. And I feel the Holy Ghost as I say that tonight. Amen. There are healings that have yet to take place. Well, praise God. There are people that need the Holy Ghost that are waiting, amen, to receive God into their life. Amen. There are blind folks that are waiting to be healed. You say, well, Pastor, you're just saying that. I'm not just saying that tonight. I've seen the Lord do wonderful things. Amen. And I would like for him to do more before it's all over with. Amen. And that puts the church in a very precarious position. Amen. A position in which we are not the mediator between God and men, but we are laborers together with God. And what labors do we do with God? We reach out to other people. Yes, it is also ministering to the saints and Sunday school youth and every other area of Bible studies and whatever. It's important that we do these things. But folks, there comes a time that when you're finished with college, amen, it's time to go get a job. Well, somebody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's time to get a job. And I didn't say that to anybody that's going to college tonight. But Brother Charlie, I'm sure he wouldn't mind me using him tonight. How many years were you in college? About 8 years? Yeah. About 8 years. That's a good piece of time. Brother Greg, how long you been in college? 5 years. Amen. It takes a little while to get to know what you're going to do. But there comes a time when you know what you're supposed to do that you have to get out and do it. Very simple. Amen. Very, very simple. Amen. And there are many times, there are a few in Scripture that God's people have forgotten the commission and instead settled down to church as usual and filled their bank accounts with money and were very, very complacent in their life. Amen. I'm telling you, even though my strength is weakening, I'm telling you the only thing I'm interested in is the work of God. I'm not interested in church as usual. That only goes so far. Amen. When we come together, we need to believe God for miracles. We need to see the gifts of the Spirit in operation. Well, praise God. We need that because the word is great, but we've got to have signs that follow the word. Amen. And we talk about, when we talk about launching out to the deep, we're talking about launching out into the unknown. Praise God. Into the unknown. There are many unknowns in the situation that I'm talking about tonight. And there are many things that we don't even know as we reach out and we do the work of God. There are many things that we will have to deal with that if we knew ahead of time, we would probably not get involved. Amen. Amen. There are things that we will face. I know this well. Many things that we don't even know that we're going to deal with. But the Lord told his disciples to launch out into the deep, and he understood that there was labor involved in this, that there would be a harvest, that there would be nets that are full of people, are full of fish. And then he told his disciples, I'm going to make you fishers of men. Praise God. Tell you what I'm interested in is an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I'm interested in faith rising in the church like it never has, that when we come to the house of God, we come with an expectancy in our hearts. We're wondering what God's going to do tonight. Wonder what God's going to do this week. Amen. Many things are happening. We've sown a lot of seed. Amen. And there is going to be a harvest. And we're excited about it. I'm excited about it. And it only comes when we get out of ourselves and we get out of our problems. Amen. And we decide to do a work for the Lord. It has to be that way. Many, Scripture says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Amen. But there is something that goes along with the trouble associated with working for God, and that is the word victory. Praise God. We're never going to have the joy of the Lord and faith to reach out and to continue on. Amen. Unless there are some victories along the way. Praise God. Victory is really great. That's what I've really enjoyed about our current president. He said, we're going to win and we're going to keep on winning and winning and winning. Amen. That was for Abigail tonight. Praise God. We're going to keep on winning. Amen. And winning and winning some more. We're going to get used to winning. Praise God. It doesn't mean we're not going to have a battle. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be opposition. Because I want to tell you tonight, folks, the spiritual swamp is full. Amen. And it's going to take a little while for God to drain that swamp out. Amen. And I'm not getting political here tonight. Amen. But I'm telling you what, there's a lot of devils in our world. But we're not going to sit back and say, well, we can't do anything because of the devils that are around us. We're going to experience victory over them, and it's going to inspire our faith. Well, praise God. It's going to inspire us to do what God asked us to do. with abandon. Praise God. We're just going to get out and do the work of God and be excited about the results that take place. Praise God. There are folks that ride on the revival of the past. Revelation 3:14, and unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, you know that. And the scripture goes on and says that they feel like they have need of nothing. They've got everything set. It's all in place. And we don't have to worry about a thing. Amen. If something comes up, we've got money to pay for it. And I believe that that's a blessing from God. But our blessings can become a cursing if we forget what we're here for. We're here to reach the lost. We're here to launch out into the deep, not knowing if there's a big great white shark down in the deep just waiting to come up. Amen. But God's going to give us victory over those things. Amen. Praise God. And they thought that they had arrived. But if you think that we have arrived, you're wrong. We have not arrived. We will never arrive until we hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I want to hear him say that. Praise God. Praise God. And Matthew chapter 25 and verse 14, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods." And you know the story. You know the parable. To one was given five, to one was given two, to another was given one, according to their ability. And what that literally means is, he's not going to require something of you that you're not able to do. Every one of us have a position and a place, a spiritual place. We are to be lively stones in the kingdom of God, in the building of God. But there are beautiful stones and there are other stones. There are large stones and little stones. And yet each and every one works together to hold up the building. And I want you to know tonight, everybody that is in this place is very important to the work of God. Very important to the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter who you are, and maybe you won't agree with this tonight, but it's okay, you've been wrong before. Amen. Amen. I want you to know it doesn't matter if they're living right or if they're not living right. Everybody in the church is important, and it's the will of God. You that are spiritual, pray for those that you think are not up to snuff. Amen. Pray for them and go out of your way to be kind to them. You say, "Well, that's just not going to work." I'll tell you what, there's no other way. Love is the only thing that does not fail. Amen. And we need to love one another. I'm going to preach on that a little bit later. I'm not going to get off onto that tonight. But there are risks associated with people. Yes. Praise God. Got to be wise about things. There's going to be thieves that come into the church. We've had thieves come in, and while everybody's at the altar, they're picking the pocketbooks. And they're loading up their pockets with things. We've got to be wise about that. Amen. We've got to be wise about that. There are those that we have to know a little bit about. If they're not sincere and all of that, we had somebody that came a while back, went into the bathroom and just trashed it out with water and everything. And so I made a little trip down to the police station and talked to the chief of police. And he said, "Oh, he's been summoned to court many times. And he's done that all across town in all the bathrooms of the businesses where he goes." And so I could tell what the spirit of the man was and where he's coming from. I'm telling you, he needs the Lord in his life. Yes. Amen. But we have to be wise. There are problems that are associated with people. Amen. Now, I know you're perfect, but there's some of us here tonight that are not perfect. Amen. Some of us here tonight, we need the Lord on a daily basis. I'm sure there's others that'll say amen with that. Praise God. And because of the problems sometimes that are associated with people, there are battles that will take place. And the battle is not for the weak-hearted. It is not for those that get offended easily. Well, praise God. The battle is not for those that are going to give up in a time of trouble. Amen. Just going to walk away and give up. I'm telling you what, when you're in battle, it's a totally different situation. It's a very serious life or death situation. And God help us that we don't, that we're not killed in the battle because we get offended. Amen. We cannot be offended. Great peace of they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Praise God. I want to be in a place where nothing is offending me. I have found myself in recent years going back over my life, and I've asked the Lord to forgive those that have done me wrong, and I've asked Him to forgive me for what I have done wrong. Amen. I've made a lot of mistakes, and I'm sure that you could say amen to your life, that you've made a lot of mistakes. But I'm telling you what, we don't give up because the battle gets hot. Amen. We just load up our spiritual gun, and we worship the Lord, and we give God praise, and we get back out, and we continue to work for God. Well, somebody said, praise the Lord. It's so very, very important that we do this. John chapter 15 and verse 2, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. That ought to make us tremble. It ought to make us get right with God and say, God, I want to be used of you. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. And so we have a situation here where the branch does not produce anything, and it is cut off and it is thrown into the fire. And I won't go into the analogy of that, but it's enough to make you tremble. Should be enough to make you tremble. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. And I look at that situation. Some of you that are into gardens and trees, fruit trees or whatever, you can't let a tree just grow wild. You can't let a vine grow wild. It is very important, and I'm not an expert at it, but I've read enough to know that you have to prune it back. When it talks about purging it, it's actually using the word prune. The Lord prunes us. And once we are used of God to a particular degree, the Lord then says, well, here's something I can work with. Think about that tonight. The Lord says, here's something I can work with. And in order for me to really make it produce, I'm going to have to go and clip some things off. And over here is an attitude that's not right. And the Lord goes, snip. And when he goes snip, you can see almost the vine go, ooh, that hurt. What did you do that for? Well, I did that because I want you to produce more fruit. It is a truth tonight that if you take a grapevine and you let it grow without any hindrance at all, the fruit will get smaller and smaller, and it will eventually not produce anything. I had a strawberry patch in the backyard many years ago, and it produced some really big strawberries, and it put runners out. Those runners were almost invasive, and everywhere there was a runner, it would put down roots and put up another strawberry plant. And I thought, now this is great, I'm going to have a better crop. And the next year, my crop was half as big as that first year. And I thought, what in the world is going on here? And the third year it put out runners, and the crop was even smaller than the second year. And finally I said, this isn't even working for me. It just doesn't work for me. Well, it will work if you'll do it the right way and understand what the principle is. You've got to get the pruning shears out, and you've got to put some distance between your plants and give them place for roots, because if you've got too many roots, it's not going to work. Amen. It will starve itself to death. Praise God. God is interested in fruit. Amen. He wants us to increase what He has given us. The five made another five, the two made another two, and the one didn't do anything. Hear the word of the Lord tonight, somebody. He did not do anything with what God had given to him. Amen. Hid it in the ground because he was afraid. I'm afraid of what I'm going to bring up from the deep. Amen. I might bring a shark up. I might bring a killer whale up. I might hook into something that I don't really want to have. And friend, I tell you, it is the will of God that we have enough faith to launch out into the deep and just throw it out and let God fill the net up. And that's exactly how it works. Somebody said, praise the Lord. John chapter 20 and verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said, except I shall see in his hands the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the prints of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And if you're one of those kind that you've got to see it first, you're not going to see revival. Amen. We've got to see revival before it ever takes place. Amen. And our labor and everything that we do for God, from cleaning the church, amen, to any kind of ministry, however large or small it is, I want you to know that the Lord will help us. Amen. You don't have to worry about what you're going to pull up. Amen. Because God knows how to separate the fish. He knows how to separate the goats from the lambs. Amen. He really does. That's His business. It's not our business. Amen. 1 John 3 and verse 1. And I just want to talk about this for a moment. Actually, put your finger there and let's go to Genesis 1. I got ahead of myself. Genesis 1 and verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth. Everybody said, bring forth. When He created things to bring forth, to yield. Amen. The herb yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Everybody said, after his kind. After his kind. And so the herb that was planted did not produce a tomato. The herb seed that was planted did not produce an oak tree. It did not produce anything but what it was. I want to show this to you tonight. I know you understand this, but I want to remind us. Genesis 1 and verse 21. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly, after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. It's a good thing, because if he did not do it that way, everything that he created would become extinct. Amen. But it's not the will of God that the church become extinct. Amen. And we become extinct because of a lack of yielding fruit. Amen. And producing after our kind. I'm building up to a scripture here. Genesis 1 and verse 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. Verse 25, and God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Amen. It is a good thing because we've got plenty of meat to eat. Amen. Anybody have a steak in the refrigerator you're going to fix after church? Amen. Maybe you've got some meatloaf or something along those lines. Some ground beef. Amen. All right. Some of you are blessed tonight. You know what they say, that what do you call a cow that does not have any legs? Ground beef. Praise God. Well, that wasn't too good, was it? I tried. I'm launching out into the deep here tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And so God created it. Amen. We never, ever guess what a cow is going to produce. When it's time to deliver after its kind, it will never produce anything else. Amen. I don't know how true it is, but I taught a Bible study one time to a man and his wife from Nigeria. And he talked about Satan worship in Nigeria. And he said that, now again, I don't know if this is true or not, but he told me that there were some people that were demon-possessed that when it came time to bring forth, they brought forth a snake. And I don't know if that's true, but I halfway believe it, because the devil produces after his kind.
Amen.
Amen. The devil doesn't produce or anything like that, but he perverts the plan of God. I want you to know it's devilish. Amen. It becomes devilish. We begin to bite one another and fight amongst one another, and the devil gets involved in that, and it becomes devilish because we have not been launching out into the deep. Praise God. It puts everything into perspective. It really does. You don't ever worry if your dog is about to have puppies. Don't worry, you're not going to have a litter of kitty cats. If mama kitty's about ready to produce, amen, and have her little kittens, there's not going to be baby koalas that are born.
Amen.
It's just not going to work that way. I know I'm preaching very simple here tonight, but I want to preach from my heart. God saw that it was good. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Everybody said, the sons of God.
The sons of God.
You know, something that does not produce anything is what we would call barren.
Amen.
The scripture uses that term, barren. Amen. If you've got animals and you're breeding them and all of that, and they don't have anything, then you don't use them anymore. And here the scripture says that God made us and called us the sons of God. What are we supposed to produce? What is our offspring tonight? We're not going to produce anything that is not of God. We're not going to produce division and strife. Somebody help me here tonight.
Amen.
Amen. We're not going to produce things that are not of God, but it is the will of God that we produce sons of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Thank God. Brother Deontay Brown and Melissa and your children, amen. What manner of love the Father bestowed upon you. Amen. Because somebody came to your home and taught you the Word of God. I could go all the way around here tonight. You are here because somebody said, I need to share the Word of God with somebody else. And Instead of one Son of God, there's now two or more. Amen. Sons of God produce sons of God. And I want to just finish here tonight by saying that this year, 2021, dear Lord, help us. I can't believe we're here. Amen. Amen. 2021, we are going to dedicate this year to begin a new way, a new direction of evangelism, because there are many just outside the door of this church that if they were to die tonight, they would be lost for eternity. Amen. We must give them a chance. We must give them an opportunity. Let's stand together tonight. Amen. We can't wait. My pastor used to say that one of the greatest sins is walking out of a ripe harvest field empty-handed. We cannot leave this world empty-handed and say, Lord, you gave me the Holy Ghost, I'm giving back to you what you have given to me. No, we can't afford to do that, because that servant will be cast away. The Lord is into producing after its kind. He made it that way. It still operates that way. Amen. And I thank God that we've got some empty pews tonight, because it gives us more places for people to sit down. I want that whole side full of people. This whole side full of people. Everything. I want to see it where we don't have room to sit and we have to put some chairs up here. Amen. Because it's the will of God. It's the will of God. Amen. We're not just going to have one get the Holy Ghost and then in 5 years another one. That's okay if that's all you can do. But I'm telling you tonight, folks, we can do a whole lot better than that. You and I together, we can do a whole lot better than that. Amen. We can end up needing 3 or 4 or 5 vans to pick people up. Praise God. Traveling to some of our other towns to reach people and pick people up and bring them to the house of God. You say, well, Pastor, I've just got my eye upon somebody that's a hypocrite. You're missing out so big time. You're missing out. Amen. The Lord's not wanting us to nitpick. The Lord's not wanting us to bite against one another and to go against one another. Amen. But it's the will of God. It's the will of God that we abandon everything like that and say, my mind is on the lost. I'm going to rub shoulders with somebody that's lost tomorrow. This week, I'm going to cross paths with somebody that needs God. Amen. And it's so very easy and simple. It's so natural. It just happens. You don't have to do anything special to produce a grape from another grape. It just naturally takes place. God made it a natural thing. Amen. And what we need to do is sow the seed. We're sowers. And the more seed we sow, the more results we're going to see. I'm excited about this year coming up. I'm excited. Somebody, our new supposed president-elect, has said we're going to have a dark winter. You know, there's some people, all they can see is the negative. Amen. But I don't see a dark winter. Amen. I see, I'm out here in the deep. I'm ready. I'm going to throw my net out. And what comes up, comes up. Amen. And we're gonna do our best to harvest. Lord, we thank you tonight for the word of truth. Lord, let this simple message, but this profound message, touch our hearts. Let us pray, Lord, that you will use us And even more than that, that we will just step out in faith and do something to reach someone with the truth of your word. Oh God, you came to save the world. It's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And they can't come to repentance unless they hear, and they're not going to hear unless somebody tells them. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Give us courage in our mouth to speak the word of God and to share the truth with someone. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.